listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
This EPN podcast is brought to you by the Discover Card, where you get unlimited double miles on all purchases, and by PR Web. Tell your story to the world. You can find more information on these two offers by simply clicking on the appropriate banners on the right-hand side of our site at epodcastnetwork.com.
This is Amber MacArthur. Join me weekly for Command N, your technology web trend information source, right here on EPN.
When you're out there networking for new opportunities for your business, what are you saying to the people you meet? Are you clear? Are you concise? Are you compelling? You're not trying to make a sale with your pitch, going from cold to sold in one conversation. The purpose of your pitch is to generate interest, to get the person to say, that's interesting, tell me more, or what's that all about? You don't need to be cute with your pitch either. It doesn't have to rhyme. It doesn't have to be in the form of a haiku in 17 syllables and appealing to the five senses. Don't put that pressure on yourself. Simple language, simple concepts are best. The key is the person you're talking to has to understand what you do, because if not, they're not going to be able to explain it to anyone else. And in effect, their networks will be closed off to you, not because they don't want to help you, but because they're not sure how to help you.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
Welcome to MLM Power Hour with your host, Todd Falcone. Get ready, hold on, and strap yourself in for another hour of raw and totally uncensored training. What is MLM Power Hour? It's your source for no-holds-barred talent-like-it-is training from Network Marketing's number one prospecting coach.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition.
And now, live from his posh studios in Seattle, Washington, your host, Todd Falcone.
Thanks for tuning in to the ePodcast Network and MLM Power Hour. This is Todd Falcone. How you guys doing? Welcome back.
You probably noticed if you're, well, maybe you didn't, you know, I don't know. But if you're new, you might be going, dude, what's up with this guy? If you're a regular, you guys are kind of used to it. But, I'm kind of a goofball at times, like to have a good time. I think life's too darn short not to have a great time doing what it is that we do, and so laughing at other people and laughing at yourself. I think that's smiling throughout the day. That's a great thing to do. For those of you who saw my little Facebook update that I put up a few minutes ago, just right before the call, I just said, getting ready to do a call on why I'm quitting network marketing for good. Done. Chime in at the phone number that you're on. And unfortunately, nobody believed me. I can understand why they don't, because most people know I've pretty much devoted my life to network marketing. But the subject of quitting is something to be broached, something to be talked about. And it was interesting. I've gotten back a little bit more into my golf game recently. And this is a great little parallel. I played golf for many years, probably 14, 15 years. Got myself down to about an 8 handicap at one point. And if you don't know what that means, it's fairly decent. It's not excellent, but it's decent. And got back into playing, and I have been playing horrendously. I have really okay days, decent days, and then absolutely horrid, just vomitous days on the golf course. And I got to tell you something, that when you do something and you have expectations, like when you do network marketing and you have expectations that it's going to work for you and it's going to work for you on your own time, on the timeline that you've designated, and then it doesn't happen for you in that timeline, whew, man, it can get frustrating, can it? And, you know, I'm out and I am playing. I can't even. I'm like trying to hit the golf ball. I was playing this last Friday and I am playing absolutely horrendous. I mean, it's like I know the proper mechanics of a golf swing, just like you know, probably you know the proper mechanics of you know, some of the things you need to do in network marketing, that you need to prospect, and that you need to ask a few questions and take people through this basic process of disseminating information and addressing their questions and so on. And I know the process, but when I'm taking people through, and I'm taking my golf swing through the process, and when you're taking people through the process, and it's like, wait a second, the end result, really, what? What is that? It's not so good. And so there are times where you think, man, I don't know, am I cut out to do this? Maybe I'll just throw my clubs away for good. Maybe I'll just, like, quit. And I can tell you this, that there was, I was on the, hold on, number 12. Oh, just terrible. And I mean, I can't even hit the ball. And I literally thought for a couple minutes, you know what, when I get off this golf course, I'm quitting. I'm not playing anymore. I'm selling my clubs. I'm getting rid of my country club membership. I'm selling it. I'm done. I'll go do something else. But I'm not playing golf anymore. This is too irritating, too frustrating. I'm quitting. I don't know, have you ever felt like quitting your network marketing business? How about quitting anything? And you know, and I realized right in that moment that I really love playing golf. I really, while I am absolutely sucking wind and playing probably one of the most horrendous rounds of my life. Okay, if you play golf, I'll give it to you this way. I have played a lot of golf, so this will give you a little clue. You know, shot, my lowest round I've ever shot was 70 on a par 70, not on a par 72. You know, go out and shoot 75, 77. My handicap was down to a solid 8. I shot 101 on my local golf course. 101. Pathetic. That's something that'll make you question whether or not you continue to do something. Whether it be, you know, your network marketing business, your fitness routine. Oh, God, I ate a whole pizza last night and drank 12 beers. I was doing so good. Maybe I should just drink more and have a hamburger now. I mean, some of you guys have got to just be laughing at that, right? I know I'm trying to control Lance in my office right now, and he's on the floor behind me. Keep it together. Because if you lose it, I'm going to start laughing. Don't. So, you know, think about it, though, right? We have these moments. Everybody, we're all human beings. And you have these moments. And you have to look at, you know, why you started it to begin with. Why you decided to do what it was that we're talking about. And then we can talk about quitting and frustration and anything, right? There are moments of greatness and moments of joy. And there are reasons why we choose to do things. Why you chose to become an entrepreneur, why you chose to be a business owner, why you chose to do network marketing. And you're going to be faced with frustrations and challenges. And there will be, quite frankly, there will just be bad days, pathetic days, and there will be great days. And you have to be clear and remember why you did it to begin with. Why? Why are you here? And I can tell you right now that if you don't have the reason why you're here written down, you're missing out on a big piece. Why are you here? Not here on this conference call hearing me right now. Why are you here as an entrepreneur in the profession of network marketing? What brought you here? What brought you here? And get really deep on that. No, I need to get out of debt. I want to pay off some credit cards. I mean, go a few, you know, dig the shovel a little deeper into that and answer those questions and find out why. You know, I mean, with golf for me, I don't know why I started to play golf. I mean, first, you know what? I used to think it was a stupid game. I thought it was a game for fat people. They weren't athletic. I was like, I'm not. Why would I want to play golf? That's for old people. They can't do. In fact, we say that's for old people that can't surf. You know. And there's just something amazing about the game of golf. You know, after I opened my mind, boy, a lesson sure can be learned about out of that one too, can it? Going into something with an open mind versus a closed mind, and having preconceived ideas or notions as to what something is before you actually do it. And I felt like quitting, and I was at my wit's end. I'm telling you, absolutely. How many of you ever felt at your wit's end? Done, finished, completed. Can't do it anymore. I'm out. And you know what? We're all going to face those times in different areas of our lives. You can take this lesson and put it to any context of your life. When you're frustrated, when you get off track, or if you get off track. I mean, like, I'm thinking, I'm out playing the game of golf, but I'm so off track in my golf swing, I can't even find it. I'm like, where is it? How do you hold on to a golf club? Wait a minute. Are you kidding me? It went where? You mean I topped it and it went backwards? What? And I could have sat there and made excuses and gone, well, gee, the ground's so wet, and it was. And so soggy and soppy, and it was. But that's really no excuse, because there were guys around me that were still having a good time, moving forward, shooting. In fact, one guy shot his record round the same day. All sorts of little lessons within the story can be learned. But I'm covering this because I know for a fact that there are days in this business when you're feeling like, I'm done. Because I've been there. Days when you're so frustrated and you're going, literally, God, when will it finally happen for me? Don't I deserve this? Maybe I'll just go back to. And those are those times where you have to have clarity and you have to get down and dirty with yourself and just really remember why. Why? Why are you here? Because that's gonna be the thing that's gonna keep you going. And the thing is, in all of, you know, if you're actively building, and see, there's a difference between quitting when you're not playing, okay? You know, quitting, oh, I'm gonna get out of network marketing. Well, you're not doing anything anyhow, so go ahead and quit. I'm talking to you, those of you that are doing something right now, that are actively doing something, and in the midst of doing something, nothing is happening for you, or it's not happening for you as fast as you'd like it to. You understand what I'm saying? That's the group I'm talking to. Because you can, I mean, quitting is, you know, hey, if you're not doing it, you have a distributor application, you're not recruiting. I'm talking about people that are in the field and recruiting. Let me help you understand something. You will get to a point where you're going through actions and activities, and you're doing the stuff, or at least some of the stuff that should lead you to where you want to go, and you'll be faced with, oh my gosh, it's not happening for me as fast as I want it to. Should I quit? Am I cut out for this? Should I go do another deal? Maybe it's the company. Maybe it's the sponsor. Maybe it's the, you fill in the blank on who you want to blame or point fingers at. And even in those times, I can tell you this, that each and every one of us can find a light, some kind of shining light throughout all those frustrations, that in and of itself will keep us in the game. Again, this is Todd Falcone here on EPN, and you can find me at www.toddfalcone.com. That's T-O-D-D-F as in Frank, A-L-C-O-N-E.com. And thanks so much for tuning in to the MLM Power Hour show here on EPN. This is Todd Falcone. Have a great week.
Just listen to another MLM Power Hour brought to you by ToddFalcone.com, the network marketing profession's premier source for prospecting mastery and leadership development training. Plug in and power up. Surf on over to ToddFalcone.com and get yourself subscribed to the Fearless Networker Easy for weekly updates, articles, and subscriber-only specials, and see what the fuss is all about.
This is Jessica Eves Matthews. Join me for Foundations of Business Brilliance right here on EPN.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.